Tiru Moana Bush. When Kate Valley Landfill was set up, some land was kept for ecological restoration. The name of this land is Tiru Moana Bush. It is where most of the field trip will take place. About Tiru Moana Bush. Tiru Moana Bush is a 410 hectare area of land. It is in the middle and lower Kate Valley. It has been farmed with sheep and beef cattle for over a century. The area has some regenerating native forest and wetlands. These ecosystems are at the core of the restoration project. Coastal and lowland forests, like Tiru Moana Bush, are now rare. So this restoration project is very important for biodiversity conservation. Vision and goals. The restoration plan has a 300-year vision, but it also has 5-year and 35-year goals. So far, the following work has been done. The bush area has permanent protection under the QE2 National Trust's Open Space Covenant. Sheep and cattle have been excluded. A deer fence has been put up, and deer and pigs have been eradicated. Native forest and wetland plants have been planted. A new wetland has been created. Public walking tracks have been put in place so people can enjoy the area. A pine forest has been planted to help fund restoration after the landfill has closed. Our field trip expert, Professor David Norton, developed the restoration plan. He sees that Tiru Moana Bush will be restored to a mostly forest ecosystem. Include coastal broadleaved, mixed podocarp broadleaved, and black beech forests. Be a place where the plants and animals typical of the Motunau district survive. Be a place where people visit to enjoy the restored natural environment. Ecological management. Many people are helping to restore Tiru Moana Bush. This includes landfill staff, scientists, contractors, and university and school students. A key idea is to balance active planting with natural succession. Plant and animal pest control will also help these natural processes. But the idea is to give nature time to sort out its own ecosystem. Tiru Moana Bush was opened to the public for the first time in 2006. The walkway was upgraded in 2017. Anyone can now walk through the bush along a 4-kilometre track down to the coast and back. Is there an area of native bush near you that is open to the public? How is this area looked after?